Yeah. Okay. We are on the third line on Chaf Hey Amud Aleph, all the way at the top. Iboilahu. Today's year is sponsored by Akiva and Ahuva Silver, Ilanishmat Zalman Menachem Ben Tuvia. Iboilahu. Gemara has the following Shiloh. Overes Aldas. If a woman is Overes Aldas, meaning, Rashi says, this means Overes Aldas Yehudis. She acts in a way that a Bas Yisrael is not supposed to act regarding, basically, regarding tznius. For example, Rashi says, She'ena tenua, yotza v'rosha perua, she goes out with her hair uncovered, v'tava b'shuk, she spins and weaves in the street, midaberes in kolada, she's talking to everybody. Those are the types of behavior we're talking about. We're not talking about someone to overes al das Moshe, which means that she does averos, and not that these aren't averos, but the difference is that the other idea, averes al das Moshe, means she does averos that causes the husband to sin as well. For example, she feeds him treif. He doesn't know. Or she doesn't go to the mikvah. Or she feeds him stuff without taking off meiser. All these types of ideas. So there's a big difference. Rashi says, Overes aldas Yehudis. So Gemara just says Overes aldas. So if a woman is Overes aldas, Tzricha hasra. Now, by the way, if she does this, she loses her ksuva. If he says, I'm divorcing you because you fed me treif, she loses her ksuva. If he says, I'm divorcing you because you're talking to too many men in the streets, she loses her ksuva. Either one. We're going to discuss why Rashi picked this one as opposed to the more general one in a minute. However, the question is, Overes Aldas, if a woman is Overes Aldas, she's not behaving the way a Bas Yisrael is supposed to behave. Now, he plans on divorcing her and not having to pay a ksuva. So the question is, Tzricha hasra lafsid the ksuvasa? Does she have to warn her? By the way, if you continue this behavior, you're going to lose your ksuva. Oh, ain tzricha. Or he doesn't have to warn her. It's actually a machlokes what exactly the warning is. According to the Rashba, the warning is he has to tell her, if you continue to behave this way, I will divorce you and I will not have to pay your ksuva.
Specifies which way?
According to the Rashba, he has to specify. You continue to go out like that, dress like that, I'm going to divorce you. I'm not going to give you ksuva. According to the Riyadz, all he has to tell her is, I'm sorry. Right, and according to the Riyadz, he doesn't have to tell her anything. He has to tell her a warning. By the way, he doesn't have to tell her that if she continues down this road, she's going to lose her ksuva. Rashi the corner point out, from Rashi it's mashma that you don't have to tell her about that. You don't have to tell her. Why? Because Rashi said, from the sugya, because we're going to compare this warning about her, whether or not this warning is necessary, to the warning of a sota. And when you warn a sota, you don't have to tell her all this. By the way, I don't want you going alone with that man. And if you go alone with that man, I'm going to take you to the base of Mikdash and I'm going to... You don't have to do all that. You just have to warn her. I don't want you talking to that man. I don't want you walking in the street like that. I don't want you talking to those guys in the street. That's not the way a Bas Yisrael behaves. That's machlokas about that. It seems to be that the one that says you don't have to be so explicit fits better in the Gemara.
If you don't warn her, then how will she know she's at risk?
What? No, you have to warn her the consequences. That's the machlokas.
But if you don't want her at all, she won't even know what? She's at risk.
Listen, everybody, some ask that question. Everybody knows. Everybody, the biggest Amma Aretz has basic ideas about how to behave.
Because she's acting properly, maybe she doesn't know
what
she's doing
in front of you. So you have to teach her Torah that relates to her. The halachas that apply to her, she has to be taught. No question, no one argues with that. No one disputes that.
So you teach her what she 100%. Can do, but not how to get out of things
she can't do. No. You teach her what she has to do. So you tell her, you're not behaving appropriately. If you keep, you're not behaving appropriately, I want it to stop. The machlokas is you have to say the consequence. And if you keep it up, I will do the following. By soto. There's no requirement you have to tell her that. if you closet yourself alone with another man, I will take you to the Beis HaMikdash. You don't have to tell her that. Right? That's the machlokas. Mi amrinan, do we say, kiva doveres al dasi, since she went against her, literally that means she went against the religion. Since she's not acting like a Bas Yisrael, hala boy hasra, she doesn't require hasra. O dilma, or maybe, tiboy hasra. Maybe she should get hasra, di'i hadraba, to hadraba. Because if she goes back, if she does tshuva, if she returns to a proper way, you're not going to divorce her. So give her a heads up. That's the Gemara's question. Some say, that's exactly why Rashi here singles out only Overis al Das Yehudis. Because if you're Overis al Das Moshe, she fed you treif. What is warning her going to help that? You ate it already. Since she was nichshel you, when she's just going in the street and then she's not doing proper Bas Yisrael things, nothing to do with you. So a warning can change and it can make you stay married to her. But if she fed you treif, if she didn't go to the mikvah, she's already been nichshel you. How's a warning going to stop that? You can't undo that. Of course, the Chassam Sofer says, of course, Rashi meant to include Overis al Das Moshe. It's much worse. No question, of course. That you would not need, that you, there should be no reason why you should have to give a warning for that. The Gemara still has a suffix why you would. Why does Rashi quote only these? That the Chiddush is, even though these are so to speak, so minor, you still have to give a warning. What?
He doesn't know
But that's what some say also. He doesn't know if she's serving him. She doesn't know if she goes to the mikvah. She can drive around the block for 6 hours. She doesn't know. Nobody knows that. Right? It's all nemanis. But here, you see how she's walking down the street. Right? Some say that answer. But Eina Chanami, of course, the other one's also untrue. No question. Okay. By the way, that flaw says, of course, you have another reason. Rashi holds, Rashi holds that Yichud is an Isser Doraisa. It's a Rashi holds. That's a discussion. But so here, she certainly violated Yichud. She's alone with a man. If she's a Sota, she certainly violated Yichud, right? And of course you have to give a warning for that. So you would have to give a warning for all the other Das Moshes. That's the Gemara's question. That's included in the question. Would that also require Hasra? Okay, we're not going to answer the question, but Toshma, let's try a raya from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, Arusa, if you have an Arusa, meaning a woman who you only have Erisim but not Nesuin, or Shomeris Yavam, or she's awaiting Yibam because the brother died, and now you're waiting to marry her. Lo Shotos, Velo Notlos Ksuva. They don't drink if they're accused. They don't drink, and they also don't have a Ksuva. They also don't get Ksuva. Now, since the Mishnah said that, it implies Mishnah Delo Shatya. Right, there's no drinking, there's no being taken to the Beis HaMikdash to drink. That's true. But Ha Kinuye Mekanala. But she still gets warned. She could get warned. What's she getting warned for? Right? So the Gemara says, Lamai, what's she getting warned for? What are you warning her for? You can't make her drink anyway. You're not fully married to her. You didn't have a chuppah yet. So you're warning her not to go talk to that other man? What for? Must be lamai for what? Lav lafsi the ksuvasa, to get out of the ksuva. I don't have to pay the ksuva. That must be what it is. So, right? And therefore, what do you see? You have to warn. You have to warn. You can just not pay the ksuva. You have to tell her. So the Gemara says, I'm Rabbi, lo. Not necessarily true. La'osra olav, to make himself usher to her. Why? As Rashi says, right? Because otherwise, how are you going to be usher to her? How are you going to be usher to her? Why should you be usher to her? She's going to be your wife. The only way this is going to get off, the only way we could ever get this ball rolling is if you give her a warning. And then she violates the warning, now you're usher to her. Now what's going to happen? Maybe you have to marry her just to take, we're going to see it in a minute. Rav Papa Amar, Lashkosa Kishihi Nisua, to make her drink when you get married. Which is a similar idea. Some say they're not arguing. When you get married, in other words, you see her already, you didn't even have a chuppah yet, she's already acting this way. So you warn her. What are you warning her for? To make her lose the ksuva? So what do you see? That you have to warn? No. You're warning her because you have the marriage next week. And you don't want to waste any time. You want to right away take her to Yerushalayim. So you marry, you warn her now, and by the chuppah next week, and then you could go take her. Because you could take her now, you could take her then, even though you warn her now. But we have no riot from this, whether or not a ksuva, whether that's to lose a ksuva, there has to be a warning. We have no riot. We tried, we have no riot. Kidatanya, as a Bryce says, which supports Rav Papa, ain mekanin la arusa la hashkosa kishihi arusa. We can't warn an arusa to make her drink when she's an arusa. That doesn't happen. Aval mekanin la arusa la hashkosa kishihi nesua. We can make her drink later when she's in a suwa, but we can warn her now. So that's what Rav Papa. That's what the Mishnah only means. Yes, you can't make her drink now. You can warn her now, and she'll drink later. Amar Rava. Rava tries again. Toshma. The Mishnah says, Almana l'kohen gadol, if an Almana is married to a kohen gadol, that's an Aveira. Or Gerusha v'chalutza l'kohen hedyot, that's also an Aveira. Or Mamzeres, or an Asina, right? Mamzeres is a girl who's she was born from a union that is Chayef Kares, right? The most classical is an Ashes Ish was with another man, had this girl, she's a Mamzeres. Or an Asina is the daughter of the Givonim, who we're not supposed to marry them. It's a din from David HaMelech, not to marry Givonim, or the Yisrael. All these people, or even Yisrael can't marry them. Not even a Kohen. Even Yisrael can't marry them. Or Bas Yisrael, Lamamzer Ula Nassin. Or if a Bas Yisrael is married to a Mamzer or a Nassin, the male version. Lo Shozos V'lo Nolos Ksuva. Again, Lo Shozos, no drinking, and no Ksuva. That's what the Mishnah says. We imply, you're right, there's no drinking. Ha kinuye mekani lahu, but you can warn her. So if you're married to a mamzeres, ein achanami, there is going to be no taking her to the Beis HaMikdash. It's not going to happen. But you can still warn her.
What?
The Gemara is going to ask that in a minute. You want to make her lose the ksuva. She's even though she's a mamzeres, she's still acting improperly. You're upset about that. So, now I can get out of my paying her the ksuva. I'll warn her. And in a chanami, she's not going to drink because she's a mamzeres, right? I'll warn her for that. So what do you see? You do have to warn for a ksuva. So the Gemara says, Lamai, what are you warning her for? Ela osron olav. If you're warning her to asa yourself on her because the only way to get the ball rolling is if by warning her, then you usher to her. That can't be true. You know why? Because you already usher to her. You weren't allowed to marry her. You're not allowed to marry such a woman. That's exactly why she doesn't drink. Because this marriage was never supposed to happen.
But the marriage is considered chal, right?
It's considered chal. But what do you mean? What?
No, it's allowed.
It's chal. The kedushin's chal. It's not like giving a kedushin to your mother. It's not like that. It's chal. No question. But it's also still usher. So you're going to warn her to make yourself usher. You're already usher. Ella what? Lav lahav sidum ksuvasa. It must be to make a loose ksuva. So what do you see? That for ksuva you have to warn. The Gemara says, no. Amar Rav.
At what point should she lose a ksuva? But if he warns her,
and what happens? He warns her. Now he says, now I'm going to give you a get. I warned you.
And she was a
Masyafik? She has Right. Well, no, the Gemara's child was, you have to warn her. Let's say she's talking to too many men in the street. She's too many men in the street. Forget Sota. She just talks to too many men in the street. The Gemishna in Ksuva said, that's enough of a reason. She's Overas Haladas. She's considered someone who doesn't follow the religion. And you can divorce her and not give her a Ksuva. That's the Gemara's question. You have to give us off of that. You have to give us off of a Sota. So maybe any time you want to divorce your wife and not give a Ksuva, you have to warn her. So we're trying to bring a riot from here in cases where there will be no Sota. There'll be no drinking. Nevertheless, it's still warning her. So too, any time she spins in the street, and she that's considered a breach of tznius. So anytime she does that, you're going to have to warn her first. Right? By the way, if you continue to do that, I'm going to divorce you. Right? We had a machlokas. Do you have to tell her, and you're also going to lose the ksuva? That was a machlokas. But that's a question. So we tried to bring a raya from here about the married to a mom's heiress. So she's not drinking anyway. She's never going to be a classical sota. So what are you warning her for? It must be that whenever you want a divorce, you have to warn. So Amar Yehuda Midiskra, no, La'osra L'Boel Kabal. No, you know why you're warning her? You're going to divorce her anyway. But the halacha is that if she is a sota, she can't even marry the other guy. Right? In other words, a woman can't say, listen, I can't stand my husband, the other guy I like, so I'll be hanging out with him. My husband divorces me, I'll go marry him. So no, we don't encourage that. So therefore, if he warns her, I don't want you hanging out with Mr. So-and-so, once he does that, she can never marry Mr. So-and-so. Bezdin will never allow it. That's why he's warning her. He's warning her to prevent her from ending up with that guy. Ain't a Hanami. Forget the ksuva, we have no idea. But that's why the warning is. To make her drink sota, she's not drinking the sota anyway. She's a mamzeres.
She's married to Ben, she's to right now.
Oh, so the Marsha says, it must be the other guy's also a mamzer. Otherwise, they can never marry. So the Marsha says. It must be that guy's a mamzer. Mamzer is allowed to marry a mamzeres. Right, the Marsha says that. It's a perfect marriage. So, but that's what you're warning her. You're warning her to stop that from happening. That's what you're warning her for. Ditnan, kishem sha'asura labal, just like the baal cannot be with his wife anymore, kach asura laboel, so to the other guy. That's what you're warning her for. Fine. Amar Rav Chanina Misura, Rav Chanina Misura says, Toshma, the Elu Shebezdin Mekanen Lahem. These are the following people that, if for whatever reason, we're going to say why, the husband can't warn. Bezdin will do it for you. Who are those people? Mishin is Chayresh Baila, the husband is a Chayresh, or Shenishtata, or he is a Shota, he's a Halacha. Halacha considers him someone who's a Shota. Oh, Shahayachos Reitzor Surim, he's in jail. Velolash, right? Now the Mishnah says, "V'lolash kosa amru." We didn't do that. This is the Mishnah. Our Mishnah said this yesterday that we didn't do. The Bezdin doesn't do this to make her drink, because we're going to see later, maybe today or tomorrow or Friday, that only the Baal is not focused about this. Only the Baal maybe can make her drink, because it says the Baal brings her. So Bezdin can't do that, but they can make her. They can warn her. What are they warning her for? The Mishnah says why they're warning her. You know what they're warning her for? Ella Pesula Miksuvasa, only to make her lose the Ksuva. Shma Mina, Boya Hasra, Shma Mina. You certainly have to warn a wife. You have to give her a heads up. Like you said, Shia, if you continue to behave this way, by the way, women aren't supposed to learn Torah, right? So maybe you never knew that you can't go like that in the street. Maybe I'm warning you now. 100%. So the Gemara asked something which many times it does not ask, which is, the cool of my time alone, Amri. Why didn't we say this till now? This is a Beferish Mishnah. We spent a half an Amid asking all these riots. It's a black and white in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says a black and white. Right? We're trying to bring Toshmas to make Diyukim. Oh, you're not allowed to warn. You're not allowed to make a drink, but maybe warning it. This is a black and white. The reason why the Bezdin will do this for you is to make a lose a ksuva. So the Gemara asks. We always ask that. We always wonder about that. Sometimes the Gemara will spend such a long time trying to bring rayas, and the rayas are black and white. And right? Why do we go through all that? So the standard answer is because maybe in the different yeshivas, this was just a back and forth. They knew the answer, but it's still the back and forth to sharpen or to bring out other points. But here the Gemara asks straight out, the kulu, my time alo amri, maha. Why don't we say this till now? So the Gemara answers, Dilma, listen to this answer. This is Rashi. Dilma, maybe. Shiny Hassam. It's different by a girl, a woman, a married woman, whose husband is in jail, or he's crazy, or he's a cheresh. It's different in those cases. Bezdin will step up to the plate much more in those cases. You know why? The lesla emasa de bal klal. Because there's no incentive for her to behave otherwise. Why? Because she has no fear of her husband, because he's unfortunately in jail. Look at this Rashi. Rashi of the Lesle Amasa Dabal. She has no fear of her husband. You see the Rashi? It's right where the Tosafot Shan is, in this Gemara here. Rashi says, "V'i lo da'asri ba beidina." If Beis Din won't warn, lo havi lo lemitnasa. We would never be able to give her. We would never be able to get past that issue. You know why? To give him the less leimasa, since she has no fear of her husband. Ain tema b'davar. There'd be no wonder. There'd be no shaila really. Imoveres al das. If she would act improperly, what's stopping her from acting improperly? What's wrong with the Torah? Sometimes that's not enough, right? Peer pressure sometimes can work where the Torah can't. The ends that pritzusa yisera, that wouldn't be considered such a breach of tznius. That wouldn't be considered a breach of tznius. After all, her husband's not around to tell her otherwise. You know what? Avol misha baila etzla. If the husband's there, the ain a yirmi menu, and she's still not afraid of him, voveris al das, and she acts that way, that's pritzutza yisera. That's improper. Isba, the ikalaneima debalav hasra, non mifsis tuvasa. And even without hasra, I might have thought that she should still lose the ksuva. In other words, when the husband's not around, how can we blame this girl for acting this way? The husband's not around. Right? That's what Rashi's saying. What do we want from a girl? Her husband's not around. What do we expect? We expect her to behave. We expect her to act properly. We don't expect it. The bezin has to step up to the plate. But I would have thought that where the husband's around, and his wife still does that, that's an unbelievable chutzpah, unbelievable breach of tznius. I might have thought, Even then the husband doesn't have to warn. No, then the husband has to warn. That's why the Gemara went through all these questions, because that case was not a raya. That case is only talking about when the husband's not around. Now, the obvious problem with this is, then what about a girl who's not married? Girls that aren't married are also expected to address it in a proper way, and also expected to act al das Torah. It's only the husband that saves the day. There's a Torah out there. I'm not sure I have an answer. Which is, because her father's supposed to be the one.
Yeah. Even in the case of the Arusa and the, when we last finished Yibo,
right.
he's not around either.
Right. An Arusa, right? There's no one there, right? He's not really married, and the father's not around, let's say, either. So everyone gets a pass. Everyone gets a pass.
Her friends will keep her
alive. What? Her friends? No, we don't say that. We say Bezin has to come to the rescue. Oh, it's very difficult. Only a married woman has a husband to keep her in line. No one else has no one else is expected to behave. I don't know. That's what Rashi says.
Well, it's not to keep her in line.
It's to prevent her from behaving in a way that a Bat Yisrael doesn't act. So only a husband can do that. What do you mean? She says, since the husband's not around, there's no reason to stop. Rashi says, ain't tema b'dover b'veres al das. We can't wonder if she doesn't follow the religion. What do we expect? Husband's not around. No. What? Yes, to lose the ksuva. Why? Because if the husband's not around, we don't expect better. It's a little hard to understand that. Okay.
But maybe she's so upset her husband's away that she'll act differently.
I don't know if that's what the thinking is. But she's rebelling because her husband's away. Her husband's in jail. But in the olden days, people went to jail. It was ridiculous. Right? So the government had a thing for him. They took him, they threw him in jail for 10 years, and therefore it's hard. It's hard to understand. Yeah. Okay, next. Iboyalahu. So we didn't really answer that question. We didn't answer. Oh, we did. I'm sorry. We answered. Shana, no, we answered that question. This question, we're not going to have an answer for. Iboyalahu. What? No, we did. No, we did. It's a Beferish Mishnah.
Yeah, but then I'm saying, Dilma Shining Hustle, which means it's not such a value that you...
Right. Okay, so if... Right, okay, true. Okay, right. I didn't see how the post can come down on this. Next, Iboilahu. This we're not going to have an answer for. Overis Aldath, let's say Shitaka acts that way. But, Virata Balakaima. But the Baal doesn't mind. He'll work with her. Right? It's a work in progress. So he'll stay. So now, the husband goes, well, he'll stay. He doesn't want to throw her out. So, Mekaima, or ain't a Mekaima? Is he allowed to keep her? Is he Mechoyev to divorce her? Or, no, I'll work with it. I'll take this challenge on. It's not a problem. Is he allowed to do that? Mi amrinan, do we say, dikpeda de baal tala rachmana, the Torah is only discussing if the baal's makpid. If the baal can't stand for this, then he can divorce her. If he doesn't mind, then he can keep her. It's up to him. He doesn't mind working with her, trying to work it out, trying to have her see the light, and, you know, work with her. He can do that. Oh, Dilma, or maybe, I'm sorry, Vahalo Kapid, doesn't mind, it's a Makbid. Oh, Dilma, or maybe, given to Kapid. Since, Rashi explains, since most people would not stand for this, most people don't want their wives behaving this way, they don't want their wives violating halacha. So therefore, we'll go by most people. You have a weird guy who's interested in. Most people wouldn't stand for it. So that's the Gemara's question.
Is he allowed to live with her if he doesn't?
Yeah, everyone holds yes. Everyone holds yes, even though he might have to divorce her. It's not a reason he can't live with her. All the Rishonim say that. The question is: does he have to divorce her? He's allowed to keep her. That's the question. He's not Machman, doesn't mind, or it doesn't go by you. It goes by the Rove. Right, both men would not stand for this, and therefore we have to divorce them. That's the Gemara's question. So the Gemara says, Tashma, again, same Mishnah. It says, Ve'elu shebezdin mekanin lahem. These are the following people that Bezdin will step up to the plate and warn for you. Mishan is chayresh baila, whether if he's a chayresh, or he's a shtata, or he's a shota, or he's in jail. Now, Ve'ia marta rotza baal lekaima mekaima. If you think that a man is allowed to say, "Nah, I'll keep her," then of the Bezdin midi de Dilma lo nichalei labal, can Bezdin do something that's going to go against the wishes of the Baal? Right, even though he's not around, or he's crazy, or he's a cheret, can Bezdin do that? Bezdin's going to step up to the plate and warn. I don't mind. I'll work with her. I'm getting out of jail in a year. I'll work with her. How could Bezdin do that? Obviously, it must be, you have no choice. You have no choice. So the Gemara answers, not necessarily true, maybe, stama de milsa, kibbutz of Arisal Das, himinach nichalei. Most people, stama de milsa, stam people would not want this to happen. They would be very excited if Bezdin would do this for them, because they wouldn't want to stay. And therefore, Rashi says, and if you happen to be a guy who doesn't want it, then it wouldn't work. Then it wouldn't work. But most people would want it to work. Yeah. Yeah. And we don't answer the question. Right. Right. So the question is, right, good point. The question is, did the right of Bezdin to intervene go away if the husband's there? Because he's the husband's going to do it. We assume the husband's going to do it. We don't assume the husband's going to decide if he wants to do it. That's all. But we don't answer the question. But we might answer it in a few minutes. Next question. This one we're going to answer. Iboy Elohu. Baal shemachal olav kinui. The husband warns her. And then the husband says, "Oh, what did I warn her for? She's not so bad." And he wants to take away the warning. He wants to undo that warning. Wants to undo it. It's okay. It's all right. Right? That's how people are. So he wants to undo it. He felt bad that he... The question is, can he do that? Can he take it back? Or once he said it, we have to follow the course of halacha, wherever it leads us, without change. Right? Baal shemachal al kinu, if kinu de machal, oh, ain't a machal. Can he be machal? Or not? Mi amrin, undo, we say, bikinu de baal tola rachmana. This whole thing's up to the Baal. It's up to the Baal. Ubal hu machal le kinuyev. And the Baal's going to take it back. Right? He didn't. Okay. All right. So she went with that guy. I told her not. Okay. I'll take it back. Right? Oh, Dilma, or maybe. Kiven de Kanile. Meikara. Since he warned her. Lo mati machal. He can't take it back. Can't take it back. That's it. You want to warn your wife, be aware that the consequences are very severe. That's the Shiloh. Toshma, same exact raya. Ve'elu shebezdin mekanin len. These are the ones that Bezdin will step up to the plate for you and they'll warn on your behalf. Misha is Chayresh Baila, if the guy is a Chayresh, or an Ashtata, or it's a Shota, or a Chayresh or a Thum, or he's in jail. Now, the Amar to Baal Shemachal Kirev Kiyuno Machal, if you say that the husband's then going to come and undo it, and be Mochel, so Avdin on Midi Da'asi Baal Machale. What? Beth Din's going to spend all this time and effort and energy going to give the warning, and then they're going to get out of jail next week. Oh, no, I don't mean that. Rashi says he's making Bezin into a joke. So it's a big zilzul for Bezin. Bezin spends all this time doing the right thing, and you're going to go ahead and undo it. You can't do that. Is that a raya that you have no power to be mochel? Right? So the Gemara says, no, it's not a raya at all. Stam at the milsa, adam askim al das Bezin. Most people are okay with what Bezin does. Most people will be okay with that. Again, Rashi says that if you happen to be a guy who really wants to be mochel, you can be mochel. You can be mochel. Bezin won't be such a won't be so disgraced by oddball people. You know, once in a blue moon. No, okay.
Before
I what? Yeah, well, the Gemara's going to ask that question in a minute. When exactly are you being mochel? Right, we're going to answer that in a minute. So, not necessarily true that you can't be mochel. Right. Next. Charge your minaret again. Tashra. Umos relo shnei tamidi chachamim. But wait a minute. When we send this guy along to the Beit HaMikdash, who goes? The husband? The wife? Where they're going? They live in Haifa. So they're going now to the Beit HaMikdash to make her drink the Sota water. And on the way, we send along two tamidi chachamim to make sure what? What are they going for? To make sure that there's no bia on the derech. That's what they're going for. Now, Shema Yavu Leheba Derech. V'iyam, if you say Baal Shemachal Kiduv Kiduv Machol, if you say that the Baal is allowed to be Mochel, you know what? They have a very easy way of an Aveira not happening here. Amrilei, they should say to him, the two Tamid Chacham should say to the husband, if you're interested in being with your wife, and we can't stop you. You have a very big taiva here, so you know what? Take your warning back, be mochalit, and then you can live with her. That's not what they're there for. They're there to make sure it doesn't happen, not to give you an eight to how it can't happen. Obviously, you can't be mochal. Otherwise, they would say that to you. What?
One minute.
The Gemara answers, that's exactly what the two Talmidei Chachamim do. Tashma, the armor of Oshia. No, I skipped the line, I'm sorry. Maishna Talmidei Chachamim. Why are we sending Chachamim? Okay, we send two people. I mean, Chachamim, two Gedolim. What are we sending Gedolim for? You know why? The E boy will be ball, because if they see that the husband is interested in his wife, who he just warned, Amrile Achle Lekinuyehu Bala. You know what? Take it back, and then it can be with her. So you need a goal for that. So, the question is, so then why isn't this a raya? The answer is, a klicha raya, you can be mochel. The answer is, because not everyone agrees to this. There are other mandam who don't agree. That's what the chacham are there for. They're there to give you hasra. But, so it's not a muskum. It's not a universally accepted reason why these people there to give you an eight to how to be. No, that's not why they're there.
Yeah,
we had it before. They're there to tell you. They warn you. Give you hasra. You need
the word's not going to work.
Or... Right. The word's not going to work. Right. So you need a chacham for that because it's very complicated. So that's all. Not a raya. So that's why this is not a raya. But we're going to have a raya. Toshma. Tamar V'yoshia. V'yoshia said, Shlosha Devarim Sakhli Z'iri Me'anche Yerushalayim. There are three things that I learned in Yerushalayim. Who Z'iri is? Is it Machlokes? Is it a guy's name? Is it all the Chacham of Yerushalayim? Anyway, it doesn't make a difference. One is as follows. Baal Shemachala Kinuyav Kiyunav Machal. If a husband wants to take back his Mochal on the Kinuy, it's Mochal. V'zak, that's one. That's the answer. You see, told him it's okay, and we're going to hold like that. A Baal can take it back. Number two, v'zakin mamre shiratzu bezdin l'mochalo mochlino. If a zakin mamre, if the bezdin wants to be mochal on the zakin mamre is a guy who comes to the Sanhedrin Agadola and starts arguing with them about halacha. And the halacha is, he's chayiv misa. And the Beis Din HaGadol says, ah, let's, this guy's an old crank, we're going to put him to death. Nah, we'll be mochel. Could be mochel that also. That's okay too. And the third one, Ben Soru Morish Shiratu Av V'Imu L'Mochelo Mochelo. If the father and the mother want to take back the Ben Soru Morish process, all right, listen, he's a little boy. They could do that too. Those are the three things. Anyway, by the way, so Rashi, just very interesting. Rashi says about Zakin Mamre. Zakin Mamre, he says, Shehamora al Bezdin Shalishkas Hagazis. You complain, you argue on the Bezdin of Lishkas Hagazis. Umisaso Bechenek. And Zakin Mamre's Misa is Bechenek. I don't know, why does Rashi say that? Why does Rashi have to stick that in? I don't know. So the Mefarshi Rashi, I'm sure, go to town on that because it's like an irrelevant, on the surface, an irrelevant statement. Well, so what's the, who cares? It's the beast is Bechenek. I'm sure there's a whole, Rashi Lishi Tosa, why that's there. Yeah? Yeah, I'm sure there's a pilpul, no question about it. Now, when I told...
If this
Misa
can't be...
So Ben Soru Morish also gets Misa. I thought about that. But maybe the answer might be for the following line. When I went back to my hometown in the south, they told me, Al Shnayim Hoduli. Two, they agreed with me. V'al Zakin Mamre Lo Hoduli. But the Zakin Mamre, they didn't agree. You can't take that back. You know why? Shul Yarba Machlokis B'Yisrael. My Machlokis running around. Every guy comes to the Beis Din HaGadol and argues with them to let them stay around. That's crazy. They have crazy Machlokis all over the place. So they can't let these people walk around. So could that be why Rashi said the Mises Bechenek? Like we're going to enforce it? Maybe? Shmamino, what do you see? Baal Shemachal Kinuv Kinuv Machal Shmamino. You see, it's a Raya. Okay? So the question is, when are they being mochel? Because once is the Gemara din, they can't be mochel. Because they don't have to bring him.
I know.
It's a good question. Right. Right. Because you're not killing him on now. You're killing him on the future. Right. I know. Because you're killing him about where he's headed. Now, what, he didn't do anything wrong. He stole some wine. That's not a reason to kill somebody. Right. Right. Okay. We're going to finish. Don't worry. Now, Tosfos says as follows. We prove, yeah. I saw since as a general rule, Bezin cannot warn. It's only the Baal. Torah says that. The Baal has the right to say, you know what? I'm going to. So it's before the Gemar Din. It's before the Gemar Din. Right? They're arguing back and forth. You know what? We'll take it back. It's a good question. I'm not sure of the answer. But Tosfos says one very interesting thing. Tosfos says that we just proved, that a Baal could be mochel on the warning. That we proved. What about the question of, can a Baal live with his wife if she's Overis Aldas? That we didn't answer. Tosfos says, it has to be. If it's true that you can take back a warning, can't you take back a non-warning? Someone's an Overis Aldas, she's walking around improperly, you didn't warn her. Right, we had a question. Can you stay with her anyway? Can you be mochel that? We didn't answer it. Tosfos says if you could take back a warning and live with and continue a happy marriage, you could certainly stay with her if there's no warning.
With an
aid. No, not a sota. She's spinning in the street. She has a loom in the street and she's exposing her arms. It's a terrible breach of tznius. We asked, can you stay with her or he has to divorce her? And we didn't answer that question. What? One second. That's the Kerenor's question. Kerenor asks on Tosfos, what's Tosfos talking about? Here is Yichud with a man. Right? That's what Tosfos asks. So that's a very good question. That's a Kerenor asked that question on Tosfos. So the little Tosfos of Shema Mina. V'tishbo nami Overis Aldas. And now we can answer the question on Overis Aldas. D'im ratza ba'al l'kaima m'kaima. He can keep her. I feel history ball, even if he warns her. Why? Because if the mechila on the warning is so bad, it can be taken back. Certainly, the mechila on the Overis Aldas can be taken. That's what Tosfos says.
There's a big difference.
What? There's a big difference. What's the difference?
Shuk and,
yeah.
This was in the shuk, everybody saw the parnasya, and this was behind closed doors.
So someone came with me.
The answer is, the answer to that question is, because just because this yichud, we don't know that anything went on in there. It's a suffix. But we treat that suffix as a vaday. And therefore we tell her, pack your bags, we're going to Yerushalayim. We treat it as a vaday. Here, what is it? So her arms were exposed in the street. So that's what Tosfos says. You can stay with her. That's the difference. Okay. What? Right, so she went without her hair covered. So that's the reason to divorce her? So Tosfos says, no, you can keep her if you want. You can stay with her. You'll work with her. It's not a reason. If you can take back a warning, you can stay with her. Okay. And now we have to finish. Now, Pligi Bar Vacha Ravina. This is what you were getting at, Yossi. Chad Amar, one held, Kodem Stira Machel. Only before Stira can you be Mochel. La'achar Stira Eino Machel. Once Stira happened, you can't be Machel. How are you taking her to Yerushalayim? And that's a good question. It's only after Stira. That's a very good question. I don't know the answer to that question. Now, V'chad Amar, La'achar Stira Nami Machel. Even after Stira Yiku Machel. Maybe they held like this one. Even after Stira Yiku Machel. Umistabro Kamanda Amar Eino Machel. It must be the one who said Eino Machel is right. You know why? Mimai, Medika Mahadre Rabban and Rabbi Yossi. Because of the following discussion which we had already between Rabban and Rabbi Yossi. Titanya, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Baila Nemon Aleha. The Baals believed. Why is the Baal believed? The Baal is believed to say that his wife was a sota. Why? Mikal v'chomer. From Mikal v'chomer. Uma nida she bekaris. The Baal is believed to say that nothing happened along the way. You only made them. Nothing happened. But they come to Yerushalayim. By the way, did anything happen on the way? Did you live with her? No, nothing happened. Baal is believed. Why is the Baal believed? Kal v'chomer from nida. Uma nida she bekaris. Nida is very severe. You get kares for that. Baila neman aleha. Right? Every couple in the world. They're living together. She's a nida. Nothing goes on. We hope. And we believe the husband. Sota she belav lo kolshke. So Bethota won't believe the husband? Of course he will. Amrulo, no. What kind of kavachomer is that? Im amart benida sheken yesh lo heter. No, because the nida is going to be a mother in 2 weeks. So you see, guy can hold out. Tomar besota she ain't lo heter. The sota, we explained this last time when we had it on Davav, whatever it was. Sota, she's never going to become mutter. When mentality kicks in, then it's mayim ganov miyim taku. We can't hold himself back. Huh? That's a Gemara's question. V'i amrit la'achar stira machula. And if you're telling me that you could take it back after stira, so mishkachas la deyesh la heter. I have a heter. Right? It's a big difference between the two heters. One heter happens by itself. It's a course of nature. Women, after 2 weeks, will become tahora. Here, you have to go and be machul. But ain't a chanami have a heter. The boy machulei lekinuye uboil. Right? You can take it back. And then it won't be some magmayim genovim taku. It won't be such bitter, such stolen water. Because she'll be mutter to you. El shmamina lachar stira eno machul. It must be that after stira, there can't be mechila. Shmamina. That's a good raya. After stira won't work. So how is it happening on the way to Yerushalayim? I don't know. Maybe they held like the other mandama. I don't know. Okay, let's just do a few more lines. Mesu ba'alehen. If the husband died, what happened? She's standing up there holding the cup in her hand. She's about to drink it. Right? We said she does not make a bracha. So she's about to drink it, and then the husband dies. Now what? So Beis Shammai said, now she doesn't drink it, she gets the ksuva. Beis Hillel said, no, she only gets the ksuva if she drinks. Right? Otherwise, she doesn't get it. My timer. She gets the suva. But my kamifligi, what are they arguing about? Beishamai savri shtar ha'omed legavos kigavos dummy. Beishamai holds, who owns that shtar? Who owns the ksuva? Who owns that ksuva? So Beishamai holds, really she does. It's really, since it's omed to be collected, it's really like it's hers. Now, do Yarshim want to prevent it from being paid? The burden's on them. They're never going to satisfy that burden. Therefore, she gets the ksuva. Umar ubeitil savri. Beitil hold no. Shtar ha'omed legabos. A shtar that's about to be collected. Lav kigavi dami. It's not collected. Therefore, who owns the ksuva? The yarshim. Who wants it? She does. It's her raya. Go drink that cup. You're innocent, you'll get it. You're not innocent, you won't get it.
Can she still drink it?
That she can't drink it, she'll never get it. She'll never get it, because she'll never be able to satisfy the raya. Maybe, because it'll be undone. Right. All right, there was a lot of lumdus on this line, but we're stopping here. From here to the bottom of the Amud, it's mamish one sentence. So it's, as you can see, it's a very short Amud base. Okay, we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a good day.
Now we got two bubbles.